USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The head of the Fed says thanks to the coronavirus, the U.S. economy is in a full-fledged and very deep recession. James Powell adding,
deeper and longer recessions can leave behind lasting damage to the productive capacity of the economy.
During a webcast speech yesterday, Powell said the Fed will continue to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage, but he urged Congress to seriously consider additional fiscal support. President Trump heads to the battleground state of Pennsylvania today to visit a medical supply business in Allentown. Trump expected to promote his call to start reopening the United States, though public health officials have been warning that moving to reopen too quickly could prompt a deadly new wave of coronavirus. The FBI serving a search warrant at Senate Intel Chairman Richard Burr's home yesterday as they investigate him for possible insider trading. And this is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An AARP official is calling the tens of thousands of nursing home deaths nationwide from the coronavirus pandemic appalling. The New York Times is reporting more than 28,000 residents and workers at nursing homes across the nation have died. Elaine Ryan of AARP says some of those deaths were avoidable. The group's VP of Government Affairs saying there's a desperate need for many changes at nursing homes, including that all staff have mandatory access to personal protective equipment. The judge in the Michael Flynn case is calling on a retired judge to argue against the Justice Department's efforts to drop the case against Flynn. Retired Judge John Gleason will also investigate whether President Trump's former national security advisor should be held in contempt of court for perjury. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his Russian contacts, but later tried to take the plea back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The U.S. Senate Commerce Committee holding a hearing yesterday as it looks into broadband internet access and capabilities during the coronavirus pandemic. On Capitol Hill, Chairman Roger Wicker said more Americans are relying on their internet connections during this time than ever before, and enhancing security should be a top priority of the committee.
There is still significant work that needs to be done to get every American connected. The current public health crisis has made these efforts all the more urgent.
Coronavirus can stay in the air for 8 minutes after someone speaks, and that's enough time to be inhaled and possibly infect someone. It's according to a new study from the National Institutes of Health and the University of Pennsylvania, finding that people infected only need to talk for 1 minute to create enough droplets to linger for more than 8 minutes. Two more national parks are reopening. The Grand Canyon in Arizona will start welcoming visitors again to the South Rim tomorrow. Many areas will stay closed, though, including most of the hiking trails. Yellowstone National Park also reopening the south and east entrances on Monday. And Starbucks would like its landlords to ease up on rent after being forced to shut down during the pandemic. The CEO has sent a letter to corporate landlords asking for lower rates for at least the next year. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.